Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, our last show, we always kind of figure out how we're going to evolve and sort out and finalize the format. Especially since it evolved into calling it the Lois Effect, evolving from it being the Some of You Show, and now it's the Lois Effect, which has certainly affected us. So maybe for those listeners that aren't familiar with how we are now calling ourselves the Lois Effect, maybe you can just give a brief summary as to why we call it that and how we're going to segue into refining our format a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah, so, and I did do the write-up for the show.
Oh, good.
A little differently. so we changed it to the Lois Effect because Lois is the name of my spiritual mentor in real life. You know, she was someone that I learned from probably 15 years ago, and longer than that, and she passed away about 4 years ago. So a lot of what I learned, I think, really spiritually accelerated under her and all the things that she brought to the table at a time when I desperately needed to understand more about my own self and then really explore the spiritual side of it. So a lot of her teachings became ingrained in what I do and how I understood the world to work. So when she passed away 4 years ago, you know, there was definitely a void in the Atlanta spiritual community. And anyway, you know, what happens is because she's on the other side now, and Liz, you have this, they've really grown this ability to connect to the other side and to be able to receive those messages. Lois, came through, which is very special to me because she has plenty of students, you know, lots and lots of students. She was teaching for quite a number of years and was such an amazing person. So for her to finally come through, or just not finally, but for me to be able to receive that, you know, from her was really cool. You and Lois never met in real life, but I know she heard a lot about you and you heard a lot about her.
Right.
And they couldn't be two more different types of people.
We would not like vibe with each other at all. Like,
I think
on
it's really
plane.
Funny.
No, I know
it's
that.
It's really funny that to kind of witness it because, you know, there's so much of your own personality still when you channel. Well, actually, not when you channel, but I think there are times when you're trying to translate it, and the images or the words that you would use to translate, because that those are your words, those are your resources, are very different from what she would do. So
right.
it's been really interesting to see that collaboration. So I think it's been really it's been sweet, and it's been like a privilege to get more information from her and to still have this connection from the other side, and to get her perspective of things, which I know is now a much more elevated. It's not simply just Lois's perspective, but that's our reference point. That's my reference point, at least. So for as we've done this show for 10 years, or a million years, it has been, you know, it has been a very open-ended. Like, we had an idea, we thought we were going to have a topic,
right.
But these are
changed
live
a lot.
Shows.
Right.
These are live shows, and to get this kind of information, to evolve it, I think it's great that we've had that experience to wing a lot of things on this show. What we think we're going to talk about back in the day, after one phone call, we were talking about what we thought we were going to talk about. It was very much run by whoever came in, and guess what? It's sort of doing that now, but it's a little bit more. It's going to be a lot more streamlined, and I think down the road it may be, as we had mentioned a while back, it may be that we have one live show, and we also have one show that has been recorded, where it's just us and Lois. But for now, we're sort of doing this, where the first part of the show, we will, I guess, we'll just see if Lois has something to say.
Oh, she always does.
Yeah, I know she does. And then we'll take it from there. And when that's done, we can take questions, or we can always take questions. It's still an hour-long show. We're just going to feel it out. And should people have, requests, or if they definitely have something, we will address it after that portion of the show. So I think that kind of streamlines everything and allows us to evolve to the next level for our own purposes, and for how this show is going to go. I think it's a bigger deal. It's a bigger purpose. Not that we weren't doing our purpose before. I just think this allows for everybody to move up a notch. Because the whole premise of this is, interestingly enough, from Lois's name, as she coined it, love originates in self. And ultimately, when we're talking to everyone, we have to remind people that love has to come from within. It isn't about if your boyfriend loves you, or if your ex that you want to get back together with is in love with you. If you don't love you, then there is never going to be anything that's going to fill that void. And the work has to be done from within. And that was very consistent with what Lois was teaching as well in the physical. So this just takes it to the next level. Who knows what other aspects she will bring from this other side now that she's not in the physical. So I think it's the next natural step for all of us. And for those who are looking for something, a little different, then this is it. If it's not what you're looking for, obviously there are plenty of other places to get what you need. Ultimately, though, it's the same information. So however you need to get the information, whenever it's time for you to receive it, that's the perfect time. And hopefully we'll be a good fit. But we're moving on. We're moving up and we're moving on. And that's what I got for explaining.
Explain, Lucy, explain. No, that's great. And in a nutshell, instead of, the way that the format has always been, it's like, we're here to serve. We're here to grow, evolve, cultivate our gifts. I am so profoundly grateful to have had these years to cultivate gifts I didn't even know existed within me, that they were dormant, and then they've come to the surface. And that's amazing. But basically, you and I would converse about any topic that would land, really as a means of waiting for callers to come in so we could give readings and offer support. So none of that has really changed, except that instead of having spontaneous conversation that sometimes can be really engaging and entertaining. Other times it could be kind of awkward and we stumble through depending on what we're feeling or what's going on. But that's what it is. This isn't a slick, polished podcast. Now, when we do the ones that are not live, then there will be production value to it because that's part of the process. You bank a show, you post it, you put it in post-production, you clean it up, you edit the awkward moments, and then you post it. Great. And it's a much more contained opportunity to make the show devoted to any messages or dialogue that Lois would like to, the spirit of Lois would like to engage with Elisa through myself. Although sometimes, this has happened a couple of times, where I know I'm communicating a message for her, from her, mm-hmm. for all of us, but then I might jump in with like, "That those are her words, I would never put it this way."
Right.
So it's kind of like she and I kind of have like this nonverbal, energetic kind of psychic there's a word when you have the, it's nonverbal communication, telepathic, where she and I will have this telepathic exchange of energy, and clearly, like, some of the words coming out of my mouth would not be words that Lizard Tees would like, you know, hello. She would normally flow with that type of language. But interesting and funny and fascinating nonetheless. So instead of us talking about, you know, what we ate the day before, listen, nothing wrong with that or that I'm feeling a little raw and vulnerable because I'm going through a challenge with my teenage son, or I feel awkward because I went on a date with somebody and I thought that was never going to happen again in my life. Like, we don't, those wonderful anecdotes are great. However, I think that to have the show launch, meaning to have it start with seeing what comes in from Lois, and then, of course, after that segment is done, and we really don't know how that's going to land in terms of the structure of a 60-minute show format, that's to be revealed and discovered. But I would say if you are interested in joining in the conversation once the main point has been put out there, once the message has been put out there, or if you would like a reading, whenever it's a live show, that is our pleasure. We're just not going to have random conversation about stripper poles and, you know, peanut butter cups, as we did season one. All those years ago. We went there, girl. We were tacky, but in the best, most obvious way. But one thing that Lois, this came in as you were doing the intro, personally to you, Elisa. She wants you to know that although she has felt it and she has thought it, she feels now that she wished she had the opportunity more directly, more clearly to express how much she loves you, like while she was here. She wished, I don't know, because again, I never met her. I don't know if she was more sort of reserved in showing emotion like that.
Yeah, but,
I mean, I don't know.
She had her own ways. She had her own ways of showing it. But yeah, but that, I feel that.
Yeah. So I would start. I would start with that direct personal message to you that, yeah, just even though it might not have been like this linear exchange of communication, like, I really appreciate you, I really love you, I'm really proud of you, I think about you in this particular manner. Okay, now I'm going to speak in the first person, but it's not Liz speaking, okay? Does that make sense? So
yeah.
Okay, so I want you to know that I feel that my actions and your intelligence understood that connection of reciprocation, of
mm-hmm.
duality, of joint vision, of clarity for understanding. But as I see you where you are, and I stand before thee, like, okay, I wouldn't say thee, but okay, Lois, okay. And I stand, okay, girl. I stand before thee. I want you to know how much I love you, and how much you've always meant to me.
Mm.
Now, sidebar, because Lois isn't going anywhere. She's right there. I can sort of segment and go, and I can switch lines. I can switch. You know when you have multiple screens from your browser. Well, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
Okay. So I have multiple screens on my laptop, my etheric laptop. So to say I stand before thee. Okay, to use language like that. Now, I'm just asking you a question because I did not know the woman. So, is that part of her sense of humor, or that she would use language like that to make a point? I'm just curious because I would never choose to say that. So I know it's kind of
think,
her.
I don't think she would necessarily use that word, but I think if it's like a quote for something, or you know, like. Just to show the profoundness of it,
right?
Yeah.
Does she often quote ancient scripture or that?
Yeah,
she studied that.
She's a scholar.
Scholar.
So she would.
There you go.
She would know. She would put. I mean, and it doesn't faze me that she would use that.
Okay.
It wouldn't be something she would have used in her. You know. Alive life.
Her waking
life,
life, I guess.
In
right.
her waking life. Well, I think she's more awake now than ever, but...
Oh, she is woke, girl.
Yeah. But I feel that. And what's interesting to me is that even back then, there are times when I would have dreams with her and her husband, Keith,
mm-hmm.
Like they were guides for me. You know, like you know, back in the day when she was still alive, every so often I'd have dreams, with both of them. It was never just one, it was always both. And I always thought that was interesting. Because I haven't really had them since, since she passed, but, there are at least two occasions that I remember where they would show up in my dreams. And I thought, okay, well.
Interesting.
This is interesting. I really appreciate that. And she had a way of showing, everyone has their love languages, and she had her way of showing her love and appreciation. I mean, she hired me as her assistant.
Right.
So
there you go.
She kept me employed, and she also gave me because she was hiring me, she said, you should hire Lisa. She connected me to other people so I could take on other jobs too. So to have that, that vote of confidence and her recommendation. I definitely received that love, and I knew she thought highly of me, and she would always introduce me as like, oh, it's my star student. And it was like, wow, you have a lot of students though. You have a lot of great students. So I always felt that, she was like another mother figure, but like mother teacher figure, she had she definitely had a different, a way of teaching, and she had some pretty strong views, and she was always reminding people, she's still learning too. She said,
right.
I'm still in this body. I'm still learning. And so I think one of the biggest things was when she realized she was in error, she definitely fessed up to it, and acknowledged it and tried to make it right. But she, she was very human, even though she was incredibly intelligent, she would always, kind of remind everybody, you're still here. So trying to remember not that it has to be perfect. You know, we're still
right.
going to make some errors.
Right.
And that was not an easy thing for her. And she like most, I think like most scholars like to get it right, you know, like to feel like we're the most prepared people in the room and we've done enough research and all that. But this is, excuse me, a very nice way to remember that, you know, you're not going to get it right. And sometimes showing the humanity of it is exactly what other people need to see. Not that you can levitate on a cloud, but that you're relatable. And that's probably why the format of the show before was exactly what it needs, what we needed, because you needed to know, you know, we weren't these crazy, you know, multimillionaires just, you know, biding our time and like running this little boutique shop on the side because it just, you know, it's just something we like to do. I mean, you know, we're still learning, and whatever our life experiences bring us, then that's our audience. I think we get a lot of great calls that come in, and Liz, you know, you as a mother, you feel for anyone else who has issues, you know, with their children.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it very, very deeply. And for me, I think it's for people, I think when it comes to like really weird relationships, that's something that's kind of like, I wonder what's
right.
going on there. Or if it's, you know, family dynamics, that's also something that I feel.
Ancestral healing.
I've had to go through. Right, right.
And you're still going through that.
Yeah. So to get that message, I mean, I know Lois knows this, but obviously there's a lot of respect and a lot of love, and her teachings were a big part of my foundation, of strengthening that foundation and moving on from it. So I love that she's still connected to that and still has quite a bit of influence on that.
Well, yeah, she's...
So thank you.
Yeah, of course, she's certainly showing up. And what's interesting, I've made the correlation that... the ringing in my ears and right now there's like a high pitched sound that's going through because she always worked with sound healing, and I'm connecting that with her coming in quite a few months ago, or I don't remember. I really don't remember the first time she sort of popped in. Obviously it was last year because we're still in January, but it was quite a few months ago. And you know, as we're connecting the dots, but I attribute the sound frequencies that I've been experiencing in my ears to her popping in, because I think it's around the same time.
Mm.
So I think that's very interesting. And then I said on the toward the end of the last show that I want to go get ear candling done, particularly on my left ear. Just because I think, why not try that and see if that allows for maybe a clearer connection. I don't know, but I was sort of led to, apparently, just when I was doing my research, it has been affected to eliminate, if not minimize that, because sometimes, especially when I sleep, I bared with it, like I dealt with it, and now I'm like, enough. Like I don't want to go to sleep hearing like, you know, frequencies in my ear like all the time. Thank you. So I'm gonna schedule that sooner than later. Yes, hopefully within the next week or so. But I know that Lois was very involved with CIMET. I'm going to say it wrong again. I don't know why. Cymotherapy, which is sound healing. But she really wanted you to know that she may not have expressed it in the most tangible, linear way, But it's profound, like how much you mean to her. And also, if you want, you can ask a specific question or pose a specific topic, or she can just introduce things to consider. So she kind of wants to leave it. She kind of wants to leave it up to you. I'm just here. I'm just here to eat my popcorn.
Well, thank you. I think you were sort of talking about the ringing in the ear of the ears, and I have had that too. And I also attribute that to going to a really loud rock concert. But sometimes these things happen, and you're not aware of it until something like that happens. But then you think, oh, it'll go away like in a day or two, and it really hasn't. So you know, you and I live these parallel lives where you know something happens to the other, and it's something very similar. You know, we experience something similar. So the ringing is still there. So all right, could be. You know, I'm in my late 40s. You know, could be. The hearing is just like, okay, yeah, you've been listening to loud music for too many years of your life. So I'm wondering if there is a spiritual aspect to that, other than just, you know, your body is like saying you need to treat it better, which I will, and I hopefully I am. Does that ringing in the ears, is that something that can be healed? I don't know if she would say yes. So, and is it also something that is just trying to get the attention so that you, that I will take action.
Okay. So,
like, what does the ringing of the ears signify?
Okay, so just bear with me because I'm like getting so lightheaded. Oof. I think I'm stepping back now. Oh, okay. This hasn't happened in a long time. Girl. Okay. Your friend has stepped back to allow me to come in for discourse and dialogue. She knew and she knows to step aside and to create space. So gentle discourse can evolve. And that this information is intended for all who need to hear it, all who choose to contemplate it, all who decide to respond and take action. There is never a result without hypothesis, contemplation, and action, a means and way to try out one's theory. And one would suppose that for explanation, for convenience, to put it into containable measure, that the ringing of the ears is a mere effect of aging. This is false, for we do not age. That this is an attribute to external discord. This could certainly provoke. This could absolutely be a catalyst. This certainly could be cause. Merely a way to set the environment, set the stage, as it were, for things to unfold. And by things, it is things to be discovered, understood, processed, and therefore realized. And if you look at the concept of realization, it actually means to convert reality into consciousness, and then to transcend reality into profound understanding, and to understand the scope of reality is a mere tool for your evolution, your ascension, you to fully wake up, fully be awake, fully be realized, real in this life, real in this expression, real not in terms of outside perceptions, but real, really formed in understanding that your reality is no one's business but your own. Mm. So this ringing of this ear is a quite deliberate disturbance. And for one, or for those who are accustomed to lifelong disturbance, it is a litmus test to see the degree of tolerance and disturbance. So as you have recollected, the noticing of the ringing in the ears took place in the past, and it's been managed. It's been there. It's been this minor inconvenience. The fact that it's been in conversation with the one who is allowing me to converse with you, and that she is taking conscious action to wipe the dust off of the windows, to allow the light to come in. And with disturbances, yes, we can certainly live with them, we can certainly allow them in, and we can certainly tend to them and see what they can do for us. Because all things serve a purpose. All experience, all discomfort, all disturbance, all conversation, all thoughts, all contemplation serve a purpose. So this disturbance, or this additional auric frequency coming in, is a vibrational expression of your auric field getting your attention and getting the attention of those that are experiencing this disturbance within how they hear. And it is the auric field coming in through this open portal. And perhaps this may mean that other portals are full, other portals need to be released, other portals are perhaps obstructed, or other portals are closed off. So the expansion has no other place to go. The wisdom, the understanding, the clarity, the information, the healed trauma has no place else to go. So it went there. So when you have the spirit of the brave one, of the fearless warrior, and that has been an image associated with you for lifetimes to come, the scholar and the warrior. What an interesting house of cards you have built. So this is informing you on a cognitive level to release and allow all suppressed or blocked portals to flow freely. And if the ear or ears need to be tended to, nothing wrong with a little upkeep. Mm-hmm. For this is your home. And anything that you would do to support that upkeep, to scrub the decks, so to speak, would be welcomed and will support next steps. But the clarity of understanding, the expansion has no other place to go. So before it affects more compromising issues within your physical realm, I kindly and gently yet firmly recommend that in meditation you visualize all portals, relaxing, for they are all clenched as if a child would clench a fist in its sleep, because you are unconscious of this. And those hearing this and needing to hear this are unconscious of this. So to unclench the all portals, portals, you need not know where they are, you need not name them, you need not be specific or even sure, because it's not about certainty. It's about that release, that profound exhalation, that profound release of tension, to surrender and let go. Because clearly more expansion is needing to happen, but the access points are being blocked.
Ooh.
And that is the response.
Thank you.
Whoa. Ooh. Okay, let me get my water. Wow. I haven't done that in a long time. I don't remember the last time I did that.
It's been a few years. Yeah.
Yeah, unless I've done it for a private reading, but that's probably been about a good year and a half at least.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's like, I got this. I'm like, okay, bye. All right, girl.
So
you want to just give me a little, because I remember some of it, but you want to give like a little, just describe the experience of how it felt and maybe just like the summary of the message.
Well, I don't tend to feel it. I tend to probably feel it later, but I'm just listening like, oh, okay. Like an excited student listening to a teacher. Like the famous teacher, like, oh, my God.
You're such a scholar. I love it.
I know. So the ringing of the ears, in a nutshell, it's happening because that's the only portal that can receive it, that's open enough to receive it. This expansion of energy, of understanding, of consciousness, all of our other portals have been closed or blocked or whatever the case may be. And this ringing in the ears is a reminder. Like, whatever you can do to obviously to help with that. So the upkeep is not a bad thing at all. Very welcome. But in meditation, it's good to just visualize all portals relaxing. And you don't even know what the portals are, as she said.
Okay.
You know, where they are, which ones. It's not about certainty. It's just opening up. Because expansion is happening. And if there's only one place for it to go for now, then that's how it's gonna come out. However, it sounds like, you know, anytime there's a blockage anywhere else, it puts a strain on what is working. So that's why it's important to. It's interesting. She had an image of all of our portals, the rest of our portals being closed or clenched like a fist. Like the fist of a young child that's asleep. And so
wow.
You know, in your sleep, you're just kind of clenched up.
So powerful.
Up.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to catch myself, honestly. Sometimes I'll wake up or I'll just, you know, if I've just been resting, I think I've been resting and I'm like, oh, why is my fist all clenched up? You know, like,
oh,
I've been
isn't
tense.
That interesting that that's the image
yeah.
that she picked and you, and that's something that makes perfect sense
oh,
to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this whole and the whole sleep thing, like, you know, like I can sleep anywhere.
Right.
And while it's important to get rest, it is also important to be aware, like to know when are you just hiding out? Like, when are you really just tuning out because it's just too much? Yeah, I was trying to take notes and I was struggling with either just wanting to take it in because I know I can download the show later.
Right.
So, yeah, she was saying the ringing of the ears sets the stage for things to unfold, for those things to be discovered, understood, processed, and realized, and to convert reality into consciousness, and then to transcend reality into understanding. And your reality is no one's business but your own. You know, to be real. You know, to be fully realized, you're using real and realized and reality
right.
and really. It's no one's business but your own. So, yeah, more expansion needs to happen. We just have to be open, open,
right.
open, open. And she also mentioned this warrior scholar, because she noted that you are taking steps to do something. And what's interesting, there's, you know, I talked about this system called the Michael system of assigning roles to each soul. And
okay,
there are
that's
only
so
seven
crazy.
Roles.
Because that's what she was always teaching. I know nothing about it, and I choose to know nothing
yeah.
about it, so I can just, like, receive these messages. So
mm-hmm.
that's crazy
that's so,
to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. So the warrior,
that's the
warrior. What was
the
warrior
why,
scholar?
The reason why it's important
wow.
or why I think it's significant.
It is
because she is a scholar, and her husband Keith was a warrior.
Stop it! And I did not know that.
Yeah, right.
Oh
now,
Lord,
and,
Mary
and,
Jesus.
And so,
oh my God!
You know, so you're the warrior, by the way, is what she's saying.
Oh yeah, well, no. Well, if they had a thug archetype, that would be me.
Right.
Right. You're the thug.
So that's an interesting, I thought that was like, okay, warrior scholar.
That's so specific. Wow, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently that's a thing it's interesting. She knew I was going to try to do research on, you know, portals. What are the portals? Whether that's chakras. Whether it's because that's an energy
no
center.
Idea. I think because I do remember she was talking about repairing the etheric field. Did that?
Mm.
So I'm
the
guessing.
The auric field.
Auric
field.
Auric,
mm-hmm.
okay. Yeah, yeah, that it's to look there.
Okay.
Just saying. It's a guess. My goodness, but when you were like, you know, asking the question, I really felt myself like, okay, you got to go. You can't do this back and forth. You can't go. You can't flip screens. You can't. You know, there's no call waiting. Nope. Step back. She's like, I got this, and I got so lightheaded, and I remember that feeling. And it's very similar. It's slightly different, but it's very similar to when I know somebody from the other side is coming in. But yeah, she's on the other side. So I was just like, my head started like rolling a little. I'm like, oh, okay, that, bye. Just go away. Bye,
and
go,
I
bye.
Wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder, as we do, as we take into account, you know, the information she's giving us, especially today with the portals and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
As you're clearing out, like you're going to get your ear candling done.
I'm going to call and make an appointment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know that'll help. Anna and I used to do it all the time.
Oh, wow.
Because you can get ear candles. You just have to know how to do it. It's not that hard.
No, I'm going to a place where I'll set my house on fire. No.
Right. You probably, oh, yeah.
Well, if you guys were visiting me, I would be like.
We would do it. Yeah, we would do
okay.
it. As you do that, and as we visualize, it's just this opening, a relaxing of portals, or just a relaxing of our, you know, of ourselves. I think just to receive,
yes.
to be receptive. I'm wondering,
mm-hmm.
guessing that lightheadedness won't be as severe for you.
Oh, like, when she comes in.
Yeah, or when anyone else comes in, I think it like.
Oh, maybe.
Part of it is like a way for you to realize, oh, it's happening, so you get confirmation, but also
yeah,
part of it
right.
is because you also tend to be in resistance to it.
Yes,
true. Which is understandable. and I think, so that's like, I think the next level as not that you have to do it more and more and more, but I think that comes with the territory, is as you do it more, then you settle into
yeah.
a part of a routine.
Right.
But I also know you probably don't want to always feel that way, you know, every day of the week or whatever.
No.
The lightheadedness, I think all those different symptoms may lessen.
Yeah.
The less you're in resistance to it, because now you
right.
know you can make that, oh, okay.
Okay.
And
yeah. This was like an official, like, channeled message by Lois Grant. Like, that's really, this was, I would say, this really would
yeah.
be like the first official one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a quick learner. So, okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Copy that.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. There's also this, you said the auric, and I shouldn't have corrected you, the auric and the etheric. Those are different things, but I think those were both mentioned. I know she mentioned auric, and she may have said etheric.
Okay, no, she probably said auric, and I said etheric when after.
No, but there's a different level of, the etheric realm is also a thing. So, or the etheric plane. So it's also a thing. So it's still, one of the teachings she did back in the day was just this uncovering of this, like cleaning off the
wow.
layers of stuff that we've had.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
but that's what she's
over
talking
ourselves.
About. Right.
Right. And so,
wow.
and that's,
okay.
that's definitely in our auric field. And so we spend a lot of, like, a lot of our self-help, a lot of the stuff we're asking about is about clearing, like clearing that away and kind of cracking through so you see what's underneath, which is you, which is love,
right?
Right? Which is consciousness
right.
and love.
Right.
And, but to get through all that, that's, you know, not only years, but sometimes lifetimes of just stuff.
Right.
That
right.
blocks it.
Right.
That is
right.
blocked.
Right. And I do recall she's talking about, like, you still got to clean the windows.
Yes.
And
yes.
so that's what you're talking about.
I see. Well, that's the picture I'm getting. Is I can definitely see that on her whiteboard, you know, on her little flip chart.
Wow, that's
from back
so funny.
In the day. And so it just takes time. As things come up, you know, that's what this stuff is, and it takes a lot of understanding, a lot of patience, and you know, some
right.
work to get through it. And I'm just kind of getting the feeling that it's not to make it seem like it's all, you know, just all drudgery. But anyone who's been through any bit of healing session, like you kind of have to hit the rock bottom to
yeah.
get to that point where you
yeah.
have nothing left to lose. You have nothing
right.
left to protect. It's like, it's all there and you just have to rise up from it.
Right.
So what I'm, you know, obviously we all hope for an easier process, but the process is a process. And
correct.
Whatever we're wired to look at, however we're wired to look at the life, that's how it'll be until we can change our perspective. So if we are brought up like it's
right.
going to be hard, it's tough,
right.
this stuff hurts, then
right.
then that's how it's going to be.
Right.
But on the plus side, it's what you're used to.
Yeah.
As I put my little spin on, you're kind of used to it. It's like, all right, like if it came any easier, you may not. Yeah, she might not trust it. You know?
Yeah. If you're wired
if
a certain way and it's, yeah.
If it's not what you're used to, but then the trick then in the process of doing this is as you admit you're actually used to that. She actually talked about this a little bit, like that sound, that ringing is very much she said called it a litmus test of what you're actually used to.
Right.
So if you're used to this level of disturbance or whatever,
right.
and now
right.
that you're aware of it,
right.
then it changes. Like you see it and you've seen it and now you see it.
Right.
You see it,
you feel it. Mm-hmm.
and you make a connection and say, you know, what do you mean? It's like, you know, have I really been doing this the whole time? And you may not even ask that question, but like that level of disturbance or frequency or sound has always been there.
Right.
And only now you're annoyed by it enough to pay attention to it and see it and feel it.
Right.
So then the next steps are up to you.
Right.
You are making an appointment. You're going to make an appointment to do something to clear that out. And chances are, I mean, and this is just so you know, after you finish doing this, like doing the ear candling,
right.
you'll hear a lot of stuff. Things
oh,
may
girl.
Be really loud, so you may want to turn some stuff down a little bit. But
oh.
it's just so you adapt and you adjust. As you let things in, you adapt and you adjust, and that's the I don't want to say the trick. It's a trick and it's a beauty of that's how you expand.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, that's very interesting.
Very cool.
Yeah. Really cool.
We have what, like 5 minutes left. We have two callers with hands raised.
Okay. So let's do that. But I want to tell you really quick, and we'll talk about it on the next show.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out that my documentary got accepted to a film festival here in New York, and I'm like, praise
hey.
The Lord, because I've been waiting for our New York premiere.
Yay!
It's a good film festival, so I don't know when it's screening, but the festival dates between March 19th and March 29th. So I'm just saying that to you, because if you guys want to come to New York and maybe think about coming when it's the festival, that might be kind of cool.
Ooh,
so
that would be cool.
So talk to Anna and we'll discuss. But anyway,
yeah.
I just wanted to put
it.
That yeah, I wanted to put that out there. So that yes, I found out yesterday at like 7 o'clock in the morning and I'm so happy. Yay. All right.
Exactly.
So let's take these calls. If the show goes over a few minutes, that's fine.
Okay. So this is area code 205. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, lady. This is Patricia. How are you?
Oh,
Patricia. Hi,
Patricia. We spoke recently, right?
Yes, we spoke about a week ago. I don't know,
right.
maybe I don't know if it's been 2 weeks, but
I know.
No,
about a week ago. Did you also email me? Was that you? Was that with somebody else?
I did email you.
You did, okay.
And, yes, and I wasn't able to. I saw your availability, and it wasn't.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
You can, whatever availability, you know, if that doesn't work, then you can always, you know, see what does work. So that's fine. Okay,
yes.
So what can we do for you?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. And so I understood from last week about the creative healing awakening, and it's been less and less now. Where it was it started out as how do I explain this? It was so frequent, but it's less now. And I spoke to you about an ex-partner that. I was talking to, or I was seeing him, and so you were telling me that creative feeling awakening would definitely get me back in sync with him because I had been out of sync with him. Well, of course, we hadn't dealt with each other in 2 years, and so we were trying to see if we could come back together. Well, anyway, we had this big blowout this past weekend. I don't know, it just really big blowout, and I haven't talked to him, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, do I want to talk to him again?
Thank you.
But, mm-hmm. yeah,
mm-hmm.
since then or during the time between last week, the past weekend when I talked to him, and up until today, probably last night,
mm-hmm.
I've been seeing these numbers. It started out with 2:24 a.m. when I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
One morning, and then I fell back to sleep, and then I woke up at 3:22 a.m. in the morning, and then the next morning it was 4:22 a.m., and then those numbers were like two mornings in a row. Okay, that was last week. This week it's 2:42 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my God, that's so crazy.
And then it's 6:42 a.m. in the morning. But it started off with 12:22 a.m. in the morning. I thought, oh, my God, what are these angels? So my question is, it was the creative healing energy last week, and now from last week to this week, there's these numbers. So what is the message?
Well, Lisa, I'm going to let you take it because you're like the numbers person.
Well, you have a lot of different numbers. What I notice is that 22 is in there, or a 2. And the 2 is about partnerships and cooperation. So at the very basic level, this is not necessarily just about you and him, but it's reflected in that relationship. It is about relationships, though. It's with you and your higher self.
Okay.
So the inner work that you're doing, and the things that are now coming up, in part because of the connection and because of the blowout, the argument, whatever, it's reminding you to be true to you, and that your connection, like whatever you're feeling within, is going to be shown in these different relationships, and that because your focus has been on him.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's a key there. The focus has been on kind of that relationship. Now, elevate it. So it's still about, you know, you can talk about that. But really, whatever the disagreement was, we don't need to know the story. It's a reminder that the work that you're doing is really for you, and it will affect. Well, it has an impact on all the other relationships that you'll have. From here on out, with your level of awareness. So some of it is just like getting your attention. It isn't about the other person. It's about you. It's about you, how you've been really treating yourself, how you've been talking to yourself. I think part of it's the talking to yourself, and what have you been receiving from that? Whether it's like, I'm not good enough, or whatever the case may be, or maybe I should just defer, or I'm feeling like there's like any bit of doubt or uncertainty about you that needs to be strengthened in terms of what's really true for you. Because there's a little bit of like this undermining that's been happening that you may not have been aware of, like to string some of the stuff along was like, oh, we've been talking, we've been doing this and that. They're just showing me that just lift everything up, and whatever that is, lift everything up so you see on the other side of it, see the underside of it, and make sure it is what it is all the way through, and not just like, oh, it's just some paint on this side, but the other side is the same as it's always been. And it's also saying be very clear with your own words for you. Be honest. And if a word that you're saying, that you're using, doesn't quite sound right, doesn't feel right, isn't actually accurate, or is just used to cover it up for, you know, to kind of sugarcoat it, be aware of that. And then open yourself up and say, well, really, what is it? What is it for now? Because there are plenty of words, right? And there are plenty of time, and there are plenty of times when these things will switch and it'll change into something else. So right now, just be very honest. So you're not deceiving yourself and therefore perpetuating the same thing that happens.
Right.
Allow yourself to see, allow yourself to see, and allow yourself to explore, to see more, because sometimes we only look at it, which kind of trained ourselves to say, oh, well, it looks like that. But on the edge of your thinking, you're like, but I think I know how this goes. I've had it happen before. I say it's like this, and then it's not like this. So now merge that and just see the bigger picture. Give yourself the, not only the benefit of the doubt, but give yourself the permission to explore the bigger picture, because you are part of that bigger picture. And if you want something better for yourself, you have to be able to see it and recognize it and not cover it up and say, well, it's better for me. That cover can just as easily fly off, and you're like, oh, but it's still there. That's why I just try to fool myself. Like try to put one hand over your eye and say, okay, well, I only see this much of it. You know, you can stop doing that, because you're better than that, and you're worth more than that. Mm-hmm. And your experiences should be richer than that.
Mm-hmm.
So the creativity is there, right? That feeling of wanting to, of really, I'm going to do it. So allow yourself that. And to use what you see. It's, you know, if we talk about creativity, it's, you know, there's a lot of different types of creativity. But it's connecting also, feels like it's connecting what you see with what you know and what you feel. But you have to be able to see it all, as much of it as you can. And not just the pretty parts, right? Not just the stuff that you're used to seeing that you agree with, but really looking at it and not expecting bad things, but just really looking at it, really, like, you know, really taking a tour around and seeing it all. Appreciating what you can appreciate, and then making note of things that you need to make note of. It's just getting a bigger picture for you.
So let that sink in. And do we still have another call in the queue?
We do.
Okay,
we
so
do.
We're going to, because we're over time, Patricia, so let
okay,
that sink
thank
in.
Thank you, ladies.
Of
yes.
course. And let's
thank
take
so
care
much.
Of our last caller. Of course, honey. Have a
okay,
good one.
Okay. The same.
Take care. All right. This is area code 818.
Good morning,
ladies. Hello.
Good
you're
morning,
on the air.
Good morning. It's Pastor Don, Junior CEO. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey.
All right.
Pastor Don, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to hear y'all voices, man. And I'm just blown away. Since last I talked to you, I already visited three states. I've been to Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. And
wow.
I'm just really, 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 really just letting you guys know, and I know that we over time, so I'll be really brief.
Okay.
Y'all are really anointed and appointed in the line on God's tripway on this highway, man. Everything y'all told me about 2 years ago, it all came true, man.
Wow.
And sometimes when y'all do y'all thing, y'all are in the spirit, so y'all don't really listen to the playbacks.
No.
But as far as me listening and perceiving what I heard, I knew it was a move of God, but actually going through it and still going through it,
sure.
I'm just so impressed with y'all. And
wow.
That's it, man. I just called to give y'all kudos and confirmation.
Thank you.
Y'all said stuff to me 2 years ago. It all came true. Now, it didn't happen all in one day and
no,
30 seconds.
No, it doesn't. No.
Right.
But over the last 720 days, some plus, it's been a lot that has went on. I had another baby.
Wow.
I had another baby. So I had another baby. Man, everything y'all said about the business, about getting ready to run for president, all the things that got in motion. I'm about to go work at the census office because they need some help. So
right.
It's one of these kind of things that I'm learning all the stuff I'm supposed to learn. So I just really appreciate the journey.
Wow. That's
it's just universal entry. So I'm moving out the way, man. I just want to tell y'all thank
you
so much.
You know what? What a great – you know what? This is why I was like with Patricia, okay, so receive all that. What's going on? And let's take this last call because I did not want to not take this last call. And how wonderful because he, like, gave us a gift, you know? So that's great. So thank you so much. What a wonderful way to end today's episode. Congratulations on the baby. Good luck with all your endeavors, and we look forward to reconnecting with you. So amen.
Thank you, Pastor Don.
Y'all be blessed.
Thank you.
Great show. Great show today. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
It's always good.
Thank you. Well, that's a fat thank you. What a gift. That's a wonderful. We received that. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful way to end today's episode and to commemorate and celebrate our shifting format, which I think, Elisa, it's pretty cool. So we'll see what happens next episode.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah. Yay. Okay, great. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.